come. They were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What Jesus told Nicodemus is a perfect description of what happened to his disciples on the day of Pentecost, because it is a perfect description of the new birth. You hear the sound thereof. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, "You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father." The Spirit bears witness with our spirit, he went on to say, that we are the children of God. It's the Spirit's testimony that makes the difference in heaven. John said in 1 John 5, 6, he said, "The Spirit is the witness, because the Spirit is truth." This crying out, Abba, Father, this Spirit confessing, this sound of the wind when it blows through your soul, is a physical sound. You hear it. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. All of these scriptures and others like them indicate that when a person receives the Holy Ghost, he speaks in a language he has not learned, just as the disciples did when they were born again. And just as with those disciples, there are experiences with Christ that we have before that experience. We can come to love Him, to follow Him, to seek to obey Him, to repent of all our sins, to receive His Word into our hearts, to read His Scriptures, to begin to learn to do well, to do the will of God. But all of those experiences are not the new birth. None of them is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the new birth. That's when you hear the sound of the Spirit speaking through you. We do not discount any of the wonderful blessings you've had from Jesus. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet, we do not discount what you have really had from God. We know that you must have experiences with Christ before you're born again. Those experiences are holy. They're good. They're to be desired. They're to be prayed for. It's the work of God in your heart, but it's supposed to be leading you to the wind of God blowing through your soul. It is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. This is what Jesus was describing to Nicodemus when he said, "You hear the sound of the wind." You don't know much else about it. You don't know where God's coming from last or where He's going to next. But with everyone born of the Spirit, you hear the sound of the Spirit when it comes. Has that sound come through you? If not, do not be discouraged. Be thankful for everything you've received from God, and seek Him with all your heart, and it is what you will receive, because everyone that knocks, it's open to. Everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, finds. Don't be discouraged. It is for you. That's why you have a desire for God. That desire in your heart to know what is really true about Jesus didn't come from your flesh. It came from heaven. And it came from heaven to lead you to the new birth and beyond, to a life in the Spirit, a life of holiness and wisdom and love of God and truth and purity, and in the end, eternal salvation to be with our Father in heaven. The new birth. Ye must be born again. Words of the Savior who came and suffered and died and offered Himself to God so that we could have it. And when we receive it, we hear the sound thereof.